Nearly 1 in 5 of all city employees in Los Angeles who responded to a recent survey say they've been sexually harassed at work. Those were the findings of an anonymous survey that city officials released last week. 1 in 5. Now, most of the people who said they'd been harassed never reported it to anyone. Kevin Roderick is here with today's LA Observe to talk about it, this survey that came out. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Now, why did the city, first of all, send out this survey?
Well, this comes from a feeling last fall, you know, when sexual harassment hit the news and everybody was talking about it. And the LA Times did a story saying that, you know, within City Hall, there was no mechanism to easily report sexual harassment. And also city officials did not have a handle on how much sexual harassment was going on in the building. You know, they have a huge workforce, about 45,000 people. And so the decision was made last December, I believe, to survey the employees and just see what their feelings were about their experiences with sexual harassment.
And not everyone filled out this survey, though. You mentioned 45,000, but it wasn't mandatory, and not everyone did it.
No, and you'll never get a full compliance on this kind of a survey, but they got a pretty large sample. I mean, they feel like they got an adequate sample to find out what people felt about this, and the findings were somewhat disturbing.
1 in 5 had been sexually harassed.
Yes, and also there was a complimentary finding that they had either, some people had also witnessed sexual harassment, but that most people within the city who had these experiences did not report them. And that was, I think, eye-opening for people in City Hall.
What has the reaction from City Hall been? Eye-opening, sure, but are they doing anything about it, anything concrete?
Well, there is going to be a committee hearing about the results of this survey, and I think that's the starting point in City Hall. There certainly could be further discussions. There could be a policy that comes down from Mayor Garcetti or someone else. One thing we should point out, by the way, the survey was very broad, and so these people are not necessarily reporting sexual harassment in the City Hall workplace.
So this could be anywhere, though, not just in City Hall, but anywhere in the workplace across the city of LA.
Yes, that's the way they structured this survey to try to get the answers.
Are there any plans, Kevin, to make it easier for city employees to report harassment, to make them feel like, I mean, aside from this study, this research that had gone out earlier, I mean, do city leaders want to do something to make people feel more comfortable?
Well, after the Times story last year, Mayor Garcetti did call on the city to make it easier for someone to report this kind of behavior. And I think there is a sense now growing within the entire city empire, if you will, that they want to be aware of this kind of behavior and to do something about it. So I would expect to see some new regulations come down, some educational workshops perhaps to tell people, you know, these are the ways that you can report this. Because when something happens in City Hall, you know, it's happening in the public sphere then, and it can lead to all kinds of backlash for the people involved, and also can lead to expensive legal settlements that the city would have to pay for.
Saying the term sexual harassment, though, also means something. I mean, it has a broad meaning. Like, people have different ideas what sexual harassment is. Do you think there was any, I don't know, confusion about what exactly is sexual harassment?
Well, they designed this survey to be purposely broad.
Really?
Like that, right? So they wanted to take in everybody. It's really just a sense of what people were feeling, right? They were not reporting specific incidents. There was no details asked for, that kind of thing. It was just to get an idea of, you know, what kind of sense people had. You know, and this is City Hall, right, where there's only 2 women on the city council.
Right.
And there was a time there, for a couple of years at least, when there weren't any women in elected office at City Hall. So I think this sends a message internally that they are listening. There is some seriousness behind the effort to gather the information and find out if there's a problem, and if so, to do something about it.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.